KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will address the nation tomorrow night about his decision not to seek a second term. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president will speak from the Oval Office Wednesday evening about his shocking decision to end his re-election bid just 4 weeks before the Democratic National Convention. His remarks will come 4 days after he announced online that he was stepping aside amid growing pressure from Democrats. In a White House statement, the president said he will use the primetime address to talk about what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris has picked up endorsements from the top two Democrats in Congress for her presidential bid. Bob Agnew reports.
At a press conference just outside the Capitol, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries endorsed Harris to become the party's presidential nominee. Schumer told reporters the party is brimming with excitement and called it, quote, a great, great day for the Democratic Party and the country. President Biden ended his campaign on Sunday and endorsed Harris as his replacement. Support from Schumer and Jeffries further unites the party behind Harris in her bid for the White House. Bob Agnew reporting.
South Korea says North Korea has again flown balloons, likely carrying trash, towards South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the balloons are flying north of Seoul on Wednesday after crossing the border. Wednesday's balloon activities by North Korea were the 10th of their kind since late May. South Korea has recently resumed its anti-Pyongyang propaganda broadcasts across the rival's heavily armed border in response to North Korea's balloon campaigns. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 57 points, the Nasdaq dropped 10, the S&P lower by 8. This is SRN News. The Army's been treating pro-lifers like terrorists for some time, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
A lot of people were shocked to discover this month that anti-terrorist training used by the service includes slides that identify the national right to life and other pronouns as potential domestic terrorist threats. The Army has since apologized and abandoned that training regimen, but a congressional investigation has revealed that the training had been used for at least 7 years before somebody finally blew the whistle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The last time Congress passed a law to protect children on the Internet was in 1998, before Facebook, before the iPhone, and long before today's oldest teenagers were born. Now a bill aiming to protect kids from the harms of social media, pornography, sex trafficking, and other online platforms appears to have enough bipartisan support to pass, though whether it actually will remains uncertain. SRN News. Opposing Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have sought common ground in China-sponsored talks in Beijing. More on this story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
Chinese state media says Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have signed a declaration in Beijing on ending a years-long rift. Multiple previous rounds of talks meant to unite the sides have failed, casting doubt over whether the China-sponsored negotiations might actually lead to a resolution. The declaration comes as Israel and Hamas are weighing an internationally backed ceasefire proposal that would wind down the 9-month war and free dozens of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. But even after a deal is signed, the vision for a post-war Gaza remains in doubt, specifically over who should rule the war-ravaged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.